broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed for the broadcast of September the 9th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, to restore the republic and the traditions of our founders. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration, and we believe the checks and balances are the key to the exercise for we the people to restore the republic, to bring back the era of the founding fathers, of absolute, the greatest economic engine the world has ever known via the free enterprise system. Literally checks and balances that rein in and control and chain down government bureaucrats with the supreme law of the land, the contract with the people, the Constitution. And we got a lot of stuff going on, folks. We got a lot of work to bring it back. I'll tell you that right now. The FBI has gone rogue. All kind of things are happening. Just to quickly talk about yesterday's show, we talked to Brian Rust and Kelly Finnegan. They did a great job, by the way. And we talked about the Honest Money Report, constitutional currency, gold and silver, and the spot prices, etc. We talked about the, quote, Fed's vice chair signals more rate increases ahead. Lael Brainard, I think is how you say his name, said the central bank was into this as long as it takes to get inflation down. The problem is that the U.S. job market versus inflation, the Fed is eyeing a, quote, delicate balancing act. They push too hard on one and the other becomes a problem. Fed officials are warning that the job market they claim is too strong right now, and it's contributing to the very high cost of living. To cool inflation, ladies and gentlemen, they want to raise interest rates at the fastest pace in decades. They want to, they say, bring the jobs market back into balance. In fact, billionaire David Rubenstein said the Fed doesn't want to say this out loud, but David Rubenstein told CNN last week that, hey, you know what? The Fed is actively rooting for the unemployment rate to go up. Shame on the Fed, ladies and gentlemen. If the Fed tries to slow the economy to the point where inflation gets back down to 2%, which is their, quote, goal, their target, it'll be to the loss of 5.3 million jobs and the unemployment rate kicking up to 6.7%, folks. This is disaster. The bottom line is the Fed is in a very bad spot. And you got to ask real fundamental questions. How did the job market get so, quote, overheated, if you will? How did everything get so out of balance, you may ask? The Fed pushing for a boom, eventually they boom too hard. And then they got to push for a bust. And then the bust is too hard. And so the more they push on either side of the scales, the more you get a pendulum response that is disaster in the economy. So you say, well, what do you mean, Sam? Well, look, in the COVID era, 2 years, they literally shut the economy down. That's the bust scenario. They then put a bunch of fake money into the economy. That causes inflation. The more money you print, the more inflation you'll cause. So now you've got to stop the economy and inflation. Now the economy tries to rush back, but it can't rush back fast enough because inflation rears its ugly head. Businesses can't win for losing, ladies and gentlemen. That's really the problem. Let me say that again to be very clear to you. You can't win for losing with this example, right? Think about that. Am I right? You can't have the government shut down the whole economy and not end up with just massive down the road repercussions. If you think that can happen, you're deceiving yourself. Government has tremendous power, but understand there's limits to government power, right? Yes, there are. And government doesn't have all power and all authority. They cannot stop repercussions. And so we have this sad example, in my opinion, where government is just running off the rails, folks. They don't have any authority to control the job market. Think about that for a minute. Where does government get the authority to control the job market? To say the job market is too hot, too good. Too hot, too good for who? Shouldn't the free market decide that? And shouldn't the free market, ladies and gentlemen, be allowed to rein in that imbalance, if it even exists, by itself? Think about it. Shouldn't the free market be able to say, okay, look, if the job market's too hot, let's say that it's a employer's bad day because employees have too much power on their side. So let me explain. There's too much supply and not enough demand, right? Every employer wants workers, and every employee has, what do you want to call it? Their choice of jobs? Now, inflation is becoming the problem, though, because inflation is already changing the game. What do I mean by that? Well, businesses can't afford to hire all these people anymore because of inflation's rearing its ugly head, right? Think about that reality check that I'm saying. Listen to this headline to make my point. You ready? This is an article from The Blaze. And it says 63% of small business owners not hiring. You want to know why? Because they can't afford to. That's right. So I'm telling you right now, if you think it's a imbalance where the job market is in the favor of the employee way too much, inflation is already changing that. 63% of small business folks can't even hire because they can't afford it. Think about that for a second. Isn't that a very telling statistic? Well, let me ask you a question. Why can't 63% afford employees? Because inflation's so out of control, right? Well, why is inflation so out of control? It partly has to do with this pendulum that I mentioned. But there's more. There's more. Because the government is manipulating interest rates. Right? Think about what I'm saying to you. They cannot afford it, folks, because of inflation and taxation, right? 63% of small business owners are not hiring because they can't afford to, says a survey. And they can't afford to, why? Because of taxation, inflation, and government manipulation, right? Why? Because of taxation, inflation, and government manipulation, right? I just don't know how to respond to this, except for we've got to be wise enough to get the government out of it. Okay? We've got to get the government out of it, ladies and gentlemen. If we don't, you're going to have taxation, inflation, and manipulation by your government. And that's going to be the demise. So now businesses are struggling, right? Because of taxation, inflation, and government manipulation, government tampering. I'm going to add regulation to this too. But anyway, so businesses are struggling. Now, pretty soon it's going to get to where, hey, there's not very many jobs. So the employee, where everything was out of balance because there was too much supply and not enough demand, pretty soon they're going to shrink that supply with inflation, taxation, regulation, and manipulation, right? Right? Well, then what's going to happen? Well, then businesses are going to start to shrink. Then people aren't going to have jobs. The tax base is going to shrink. Oh, they're going to cool the economy down for sure. But it's government moral hazard is what they call it. Okay? It's a moral hazard for the government to be manipulated. So look, they made money too easy. They kept the interest rates arbitrarily too low. They completely shut down the economy. And now they've got the opposite. They've got to raise interest rates. It's all that government manipulation that is the problem. Why are we allowing the government to manipulate things as we are? I just don't understand it. When are Americans going to wake up and realize what's being done to them? This Federal Reserve system is unconstitutional. It needs to be audited and ended immediately. Transparency and accountability must be the order of the day if you ever want to get a handle on your economics. Until Americans understand this reality, we're in deep trouble, my fellow Americans. I am Sam Bushman. This is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. And the other 22 hours of the day, we're gathering news the networks refuse to use. How do you like that? On your radio.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
You are a racist. Your mom is a racist. Your dad is a racist. And your entire family is racist. And you should all be punished. That's what Governor Brad Little thinks about you. So much so that he took $30 million of taxpayers' money to force critical race theory down the throats of school children, even though the Idaho legislature voted against it. This is the doctrine that teaches your children that just because they are white, they are racist. Yes, your governor, good old Brad Little, violated the Constitution law and did this while you weren't watching. Why is Governor Brad Little paying to promote radical leftist doctrine loved by Democrats like Boise Mayor McLean and sleepy Joe Biden? This is Ammon Bundy, and we need to completely reject critical race theory in Idaho.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. So I'll just finish this discussion really quickly on this 63%+ of businesses unable to hire. They cannot afford it, ladies and gentlemen. Alignable, this survey group basically says, hey, you know what? They say they can't even afford to hire new staff, even when new staff is needed. It is serious. Inflation and the increasing of interest rates is a problem. And I say that it's because of taxation, inflation, regulation, and manipulation by our government of all things economic. Let's let the free market work, ladies and gentlemen. We have got to believe in and let the free markets work. Supply and demand will work itself out if government literally quits meddling, folks. That's critical to understand if you're going to understand solutions, right? Anyway, I digress, but there you have it. All right, We've got our guest on the line. He was a state rep for years in the great state of Texas. He's been serving on energy resources and environmental regulation committees forever. The guy knows what he's talking about, but he believes in the free market. His name is Jason Isaac, and he's currently director of Life Powered, a national initiative of the Texas Public Policy Foundation. And the goal is to raise America's energy IQ. You got to understand what's going on. Jason, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
It's great to be on. Thanks for having me on.
You betcha. Catch me up. How did you get into this energy thing?
Oh, gosh, it started, I would say, one of the first jobs I had as a teenager was working at a gas station, and I saw what energy does for people, and it gives people the liberty and the freedom to move about the country and about the world, and it really is the way to prosperity. Energy poverty is poverty, and if you've got access to energy, the chances of you being prosperous are more more common and more frequent, and that's what we really need around the world. There's about 800 million people that don't have access to energy, and we really here in Texas stand over the key to getting them that energy and that prosperity that they need to enrich their lives. And so I saw it from an early age, and then I started working in the trucking industry, was marketing natural gas as a fuel and for other uses as well, and then ran for office and had the opportunity to learn even more about it and then look at the policies that we're shaping and really trying to address some of the policies that are distorting the market, that are increasing electricity costs and reducing reliability. And things that we're seeing in California this week or last week, no more gas-powered internal combustion engines. And then the next week, which is this week, hey, don't charge your cars.
it's insanity. And I would submit to you this. You know, they say that the Internet's the great divide. I think energy is the great divide, though. And I'm telling you, I've got some off-grid property that I play with. It's a campsite and this kind of stuff. And I'm telling you right now, without energy, you're basically finished.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, life expectancies of places that are net zero, Malawi and Ethiopia, are less than 20, more than 20 years less life expectancy than we have here in the United States. And it's because they don't have access to energy, which is net zero is very dangerous. This is a policy that's being pushed around the world. It's being pushed by this liberal world order, these one world globalist governments. It's being pushed by financial institutions. It doesn't do anything to mitigate a changing climate, but it does everything to increase the cost of everything we depend on. And we're seeing that with the inflation that we're experiencing today.
All right, let me ask you some blunt questions, and hopefully you can give me some fairly quick answers because there's several of them. But the first one is this. You know, they try to call me a climate change denier. Now, I don't really understand the term because I don't debate that climate change happens. Okay, I agree that in the day it gets warmer, at night it gets cooler. There's cyclical changes seasonally every year. There's seasonal changes on 10,000-year cycles. There's all kinds of cycles this Earth is known for. So I have no doubt that, you know what, it's getting a little warmer right now or a little cooler right now. Or, hey, in some spots it's getting cooler or warmer. And I don't have any doubt that there's change. So I'm not a denier, Jason. But what I reject is this government and governments worldwide deciding that they can pick the winners and losers based on propaganda science, not based on evidence, not based on reality, not based on my ability to live and enjoy life and be safe and prosper. I get that we should be stewards of the earth, for sure, but government putting themselves at the center, making the decisions, picking winners and losers, it's all turned out to be junk science, Jason.
You're absolutely right. It is complete garbage. We're world leaders in environmental protection here in the United States. We've increased energy production. We've exported more energy than in the history. We used to be energy independent up until a couple of years ago. We experienced it for the first time in, I think, over 60 years. Doing that, we're number one when it comes to access to clean and safe drinking water. We're world leaders in clean air, reducing harmful pollution that actually impacts human health. Something other countries could only dream of. People in Asia have been wearing masks for much longer before COVID because their air quality is so poor. I've testified in front of the U.S. Senate a couple times, and I've said of all the technology the Chinese steal from us, it'd be nice if they would utilize our pollution control technology. But they don't. And this is about control. It's not about mitigating a changing climate. You know, the climate's absolutely changing. We just didn't have any hurricanes in August for the first time in decades. So, sure, the climate is definitely changing. And man is having some impact on it. But with access to energy, you can mitigate that change. And that's why man flourishes when they have access to energy.
All right, let's talk about what the real solutions are. Because you know what? I don't believe Americans are interested in this divide. I don't believe Americans are interested in government taking control of everything. I don't believe Americans are interested in shutting down to third world status to achieve some undefinable unknown goal. I believe Americans want to be safe, happy, prosperous. They want to care for the earth. They do care. They want to be good stewards. Most of us truly are environmentalists, maybe not tree-hugging type, but we do care. What's the way forward in a meaningful way that we could possibly get? You'll never get everybody to agree, but you can get people on board based on facts, right?
Sure. Well, if we quit investing billions or trillions of dollars in green bling and renewable dreams that increases the cost of electricity, doesn't improve reliability, it actually makes electricity less reliable. And we invested in things that were actually beneficial to mankind, like water systems. But that's the problem, is you've got leftist governments around the world that are shifting dollars from projects that need improvement to projects to make them feel good so that they, or their virtue signal can shine a little brighter. We've seen that in Texas, over 300% increase in the last 10 years in unreliable renewables. And in the last 10 years, we've seen a decrease of thermal generation. But one thing that we advocated for during the Trump administration was that when he pulled out of the Paris Accord and said, I represent the people of Pittsburgh, not the people of Paris, we said, we need a Pittsburgh Accord that calls on our trading partners to meet air quality standards that improve human health, not focused on CO2 like the Paris Accord does, because eliminating CO2 from the atmosphere doesn't do anything to mitigate a changing climate. It does increase the cost of energy, and ultimately it gets rid of humans because it's necessary for life on Earth. And our planet is actually greening because of the increased CO2 that the humans are putting in the
atmosphere. Is that their goal, just depopulation? Is that their real agenda?
Yeah, you know, they're very Malthusian. They think that there's too many of us. You look at Jane Goodall, who spoke at the World Economic Forum, that says that we need to get back to the population that we had in the 1500s in order for this planet to be sustainable.
And is he ready to start with himself, or what is he thinking?
Yeah, no, of course they're not. You know, she wants to save the apes and not the humans. That's a 95% reduction of human population. That's atrocious. I mean, this is a
not only is it atrocious, though, that whole idea, though, pushed by government is criminal, Jason.
It really is. It's absolutely criminal. And that's why you have a lawsuit in the state of California. It's 200 civil rights organizations. These aren't liberty-minded people that ideologically align probably with you and I. These are leftists, but it's 200 civil rights organizations that are suing the state of California because they're saying that their environmental policies have a disparate impact on communities of color and are violating the Civil Rights Act.
All right, Jason, this is a very difficult discussion to have. I'm of the opinion that there is technology nowadays to create tiny nuclear reactors. You could literally have a nuclear reactor at your house. They could make them so tiny, and they could make them safe enough. Or you could have it on your block, or you could have it in your city, or what. You know, I mean, they can scale. But the only reason I know this is because I go to the University of Utah, and they literally have an open, tiny reactor that you can watch function. Okay, is that a forward option?
Oh, it absolutely is. And when you look at our fossil fuels and our nuclear energy, I refer to that as our third millennium energy. It's the energy that's going to power the next 1,000 years of humanity around the globe, because there's a 1,000-year supply of natural gas. There's a 400-year supply of coal, 300 of oil, and that's what we know about. And the nuclear is there as well. And that's what we need. We need good electricity from nuclear energy. We need small modular reactors. We need government to get out of the way. We don't need subsidies because that distorts the market. We need to eliminate the ones that we do have already. But if you could let the market flourish, then nuclear would be built more and more. And that is such good, clean electricity that we need more than ever.
Jason Isaac with me, ladies and gentlemen, director of Life Powered. It's a national initiative, but it's of the Texas Public Policy Foundation. We'll talk more with Jason in seconds on your radio.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Kay made landfall Thursday afternoon on Baja California, Mexico's Pacific coast, and forecaster says it might bring rains to Southern California by the weekend. In fact, the U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami said there was a chance the outer bands of the big storm could bring heavy rain and possible flash floods to parts of scorched Southern California and southwestern Arizona on Friday night and Saturday. DNA found under journalist Jeff Germain's fingernails matched a sample taken from Clark County Public Administrator, elected Democrat Rob Tellis, leading to his arrest Wednesday for murder without bond. The Las Vegas reporter was stabbed to death at his home last Saturday. The Justice Department, while appealing a special master order, asked a federal judge to put on hold part of the order, halting its inquiry into documents seized in the search of President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, saying Mr. Trump had no right to classified documents once under Trump's jurisdiction when he was president. With the passing of Queen Elizabeth II on Thursday, the world mourns and reflects on her leadership for 70 years. Retired Royal Air Force pilot once flew the Royals all around the world. Nathan Jones on Fox News Friday morning.
It was the absolute honor to serve our country and for Her Majesty the Queen. I served for 17 and a half years, and she was my boss for the whole time that I was serving. And I was lucky enough to fly the royal family around, and that was an extreme honor for me. So with the news of her passing yesterday, it's incredibly saddening to myself and the whole Armed Forces community.
The Buffalo Bills wiped out the Los Angeles Rams to kick off the NFL season Thursday night, 31-10. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Jason Isaac, and he is the director of Life Powered, lifepowered.org. And his goal in a public policy foundation is to raise America's energy IQ. Sounds fantastic. Let's get her done. So I want to challenge this fossil fuel notion, ladies and gentlemen. They want you to believe that all the oil and all the coal and all this comes from dinosaur bones. And I'm going to reject that notion and say they have no proof. They make that claim without evidence, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't believe there's enough dinosaurs that died and bones everywhere to last for as long as we've been using oil. And into the future, every time they say we're out of oil, they find more. Back in the 70s, I was a little kid, and they said you could buy gas on the even or odd day, depending on your license plate number, kind of a thing. And by golly, we're going to be out of fuel. 50 years later, they're not claiming we're out of oil now. They're just claiming that it's bad for you, that it'll ruin the whole planet. Lie. But they don't have any evidence that it's fossil, that it's based on dinosaur bones. Okay, many have articulated that the mantle of the earth makes oil. Jerome Corsi wrote a book about this, and others have as well. Now, I'm not saying I know exactly how oil comes from or how it's made, or I'm not saying I know that. What I'm saying is their science is nothing but propaganda, and they lie to you. And we don't have these answers, folks. What we know is every time we think we might be out of oil, we find more. Every time we think we're out of coal, there's plenty discovered, and there's greater ways to access it. It happens literally all the time. Just ask those folks in Texas to get rich on new oil finds. Jason, I don't mean to talk forever about this, but am I spot on this, or am I crazy?
No, you are. The science is never settled, and there's always room for debate on this particular issue. But the left does not want to have any debate. They just want to demonize what fossil fuels, hydrocarbons, essentially, and they don't want us to use any of it, though, even though it's, I say fossil fuels and capitalism have resulted in more people coming out of poverty than anything else on the face of the earth in the history of mankind.
All right. I want to spend time on that because I want people to understand. Look, they want you to believe that I'm a climate change denier and I should be arrested. This is the kind of stuff I've got to absolutely quadruple down against. Now, if you want to discuss it, if you want to openly, candidly find solutions, I'm all in. But when you don't have evidence and then you want to act like my views are bad enough to be arrested or that your science is tried, true, tested, and settled, it's a lie. It's fake news from the get-go. And don't you dare think I'm some kind of a denier. I ain't denying anything except for denying you the ability to control me over what you suppose to be a threat to the world that's really a Chicken Little scenario from the get-go. Now, a lot of these companies that are buying these carbon offsets, Jason, they're not cutting any emissions. They're just using their dollars to buy credits to dump the blame on you and me who may not have money to buy the credits. They're not really going to make changes in meaningful ways. It's all about the mighty dollar, isn't it?
That and the virtue signal. They've got a virtue signal to their financial institutions, their large industrial investors, BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, and companies like that that control trillions of dollars of global wealth. They've got to appease them and align with this Paris Accord. And so they've got to show on paper that they're reducing their emissions, which is just a waste of money. That's money that's not being returned to shareholders. So they're pushing this stakeholder capitalism and not actual capitalism that returns profits to shareholders. It's absolutely absurd, and it's the biggest financial scam in the history of mankind, in my opinion.
Wow, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I've been telling you this stuff, and now you get one of the nation's premier energy experts highlighting this reality check, folks. Again, we're not denying anything, but we're not going to peddle propaganda. We're going to tell you what we know and what we don't know. And most importantly, at lifepower.org, they want to increase your energy IQ. So let's do it and let's talk about it, folks. Look, Amazon literally doubled down in the solar game. And they spent a ton of money and everything. And now they're having fires on all their roofs. They had to flat out shut it down. How are they saying this is our future, Jason?
I love it. And they're the ones that have Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, where the National Hockey League Kraken play. And I had to make some jokes with this. I'm like, the ice is melting at the Climate Pledge Arena because the solar panels have been turned off. It's so funny. I mean, watch out for the Kraken coming out of the melting ice.
And the funny thing is, it's not funny because they're literally trying to ruin our lives over this. But it is comical, and you got to laugh so you don't cry, Jason.
It is. And gosh, you talk about toxic smoke burning solar panels that have highly toxic materials that can't be recycled. When they're done with their lifespan, they're just dumped into landfills, and that leaches into the ground and ultimately contaminates our groundwater. The environmentalists, it's the climate cult that is driving this. They're destroying massive amounts of habitat to put wind and solar up across the face of the earth, destroying farmland. It's incredibly detrimental to the environment and to mankind.
Well, and you got a climate crisis supposedly causing China to ration energy. You've got California Power Grid. They're literally saying buy an electric car. You can't even buy one because it's not finished yet, but get on the waiting list. And in the meantime, certainly if you get one, don't charge it.
No,
what the heck are we talking about?
Yeah, the EU has come out this week and said, we're going to flatten the curve. And I was like, oh, no, not this 2 weeks to flatten the curve again. Here we go. It's all about control. They're going to lock us down. And what the EU is proposing is that when peak electricity goes up, then they're going to turn your electricity off. So I joke that, you know, we've been trying for generations to get the French to finally bathe, and now they're not going to have electricity to do it when they get home from work or when they wake up in the morning, because that increases the amount of electricity they need.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the psychosis we're talking about, but there are real solutions. I want to focus on real solutions, but I want to highlight one more point before we do. We've only got a couple of minutes left with Jason. He's incredibly busy, but we want to thank him for coming on the broadcast. But listen carefully to this, ladies and gentlemen, because I want to really highlight this. They want to have this, I don't know what you call it, by-the-mile tax kind of a thing for your car, because if you go electric, you know, then they got to have some way to, you know, whatever. California power grid at record levels. Climate crisis supposedly causing China to be out of energy. I don't think the climate crisis is the problem. But these vehicle mile travel tax. Folks, this is a horrible idea. It will cost you way more. And what it'll mean is you won't be able to travel, Jason.
Yeah, and that's what it's about. They want to lock you down. They want to eliminate travel. They want to take our freedoms away. And the freedom of travel and the freedom really to own property and utilize that property are the freedoms that we have in this country. And they're trying to control every aspect of our lives. You talk about being able to fuel on certain days. I was in the Philippines, and they're only able to drive on certain days, depending on the last number of your license plate. We're seeing this. It's playing out around the world. Sri Lanka is a great example. The Netherlands are a great example of what the climate cult is doing to destroy economies and destroy mankind. In Sri Lanka, the president was the first candidate ever to run as a net zero candidate. And within 3 years, he didn't even finish his term. He fled the country, went to Singapore, resigned. Went to Singapore, by the way, where it's a high carbon lifestyle, one of the cleanest environments on the face of the earth. He flees there. Their food production, because they banned fossil fuel based fertilizer, nitrogen based fertilizer. They banned it in 2019. Food production went down 40 to 50%. Food cost went up 80%. You have 1 in 5 families suffering from hunger in Sri Lanka, which was this incredibly prosperous country up until 2019 when the climate cult got elected.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to call a halt to the climate halt. That's for sure. Or the climate cult. Yeah. Call a halt to the climate halt. Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious business. What do we do, Jason? I think there are answers, and they're clear, and really science does support real answers that would not pit us against each other, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and there's market-based solutions, and then there's policy-based solutions. And the foundation, we're leading the policy-based solutions. In Texas, we've told these large financial institutions like BlackRock that if you're going to boycott fossil fuels, then you're no longer welcome to do business with the state of Texas. So that's $300 billion in pension funds, $400 billion in municipal debt that's going to be off of their books for business, which is a great wake-up call when you have one of the world's largest economies telling the world's largest financial institution, you're no longer welcome to do business with Texas. Since we passed that law that we crafted, the Texas Public Policy Foundation, last year, 4 other states have passed it, and we're working on a number of others. I was just yesterday with the state treasurer from Utah, Marlo Oaks. So you have the state financial officers that are pushing back and saying, we're not going to do business with banks or financial institutions that are anti-American. And being anti-fossil fuels and anti-American energy is certainly anti-American. And then on the market side, you've got companies like Strive Asset Management by Vivek Ramaswamy launched this. He's the author of Woke Inc. And a couple of weeks ago, they launched a new ETF called Drill, D-R-L-L. It's a direct copycat of a BlackRock fund, but Strive is going to vote for excellence over politics, for profits over ideology when they vote the shares. It's record-setting money being dumped into that fund. The average investor, less than $5,000 of Drill ETF.
We're flat out of time, Jason. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Lifepower.org. Jason Isaac, thank you, sir.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education, conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Man, I'm telling you right now, we bring the guests to the table, don't we? Jason Isaac doing a great, great job. Director of, quote, Life Powered, a national initiative of Texas Policy Foundation to raise your energy IQ. And understand, look, folks, you know what? I don't know for sure how oil's made. I believe it's made by God. And it comes from the mantle of the earth. It's naturally occurring. I don't believe it's dinosaur bones. Okay, I really don't. I don't believe there's enough dinosaurs that lived on the earth to create enough bones that just sit there and the bones somehow turn into oil. Otherwise, why don't we just take humans, whenever a human dies, and just put it in a big old whatever, and we can have human oil? What makes dinosaur bones so special, different from, say, a bear bones, or a lion, or a tiger, or a Sam, or whatever, okay? It isn't true. They don't have science to back it. They're lying. They pretend that it's settled science, but it's not. And how oil is really made factually, scientifically, I don't know. I have my views. I've read books on this, and but look, they act like the science is settled, and I'm a criminal because I don't believe them. I don't believe their lies. I don't believe we went to the moon, and I don't believe that they make oil out of dinosaur bones, okay? I don't believe it. Do I have that right, or am I a criminal? Do they need to arrest me for my abuses? See, this is the problem, folks, in America, is everything they want to do has to do with control and force. And it's out of control, folks. It's got to stop. We, the people, need to bust out and deal with this very, very seriously. Because, folks, they want to change your life over this. They're not just the, they're not just kind of going, if you don't believe, it's okay. We just kind of can disagree or agree to disagree. No, these people are literally having these companies buy these carbon offsets that don't cut emissions. Okay? So if I have enough money, I can just buy myself into, quote, green status. I'm the good guy because I bought myself into green status, even though I don't live green at all. I'm literally spewing toxins. I can fly my jet around if I'm a rich guy. I can, Mac my SUVs in my massive house. I can crank up the energy usage. I mean, my footprint can be gargantuan as long as I can go ahead and pay the piper, then, hey, I'm a good guy. See, those lies, folks, need to be taken on. All right, the California grid is at record level power, breaking point. They say climate crisis causes China to ration energy. That's bogus. All right, the vehicle miles tax is a bad idea. Every one of these initiatives is to get government at the center of it all. Ladies and gentlemen, let's all call for a halt to the climate cult, shall we? Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we need to get done. All right, we've been following the Elon Musk Twitter paid, I don't know what you call it, Twitter paid. I guess Elon's been Twitter paid for a while. Now he's not so Twitter-pated there. He's a little bit ticked off, and he thinks they're lying. And well, I don't know if you know what's happening on this front, but now judge allows Elon Musk to include whistleblower claims in the case against Twitter. I find that very fascinating indeed, right? And now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you know, but now there are other folks saying that they were thinking about buying Twitter, but they decided not to because they discovered that there's a ton of fake accounts as well. Oh, isn't that interesting? Listen to this. As Tesla CEO Elon Musk struggles to escape the deal he tried to make to purchase Twitter, listen, former Disney CEO Bob Iger, right? He says, hey, we didn't buy this thing. We decided against making an attempt to purchase Twitter in part because of the number of Twitter users that are not real. Yeah, the Disney, whatever you want to call this guy, former Disney CEO says, hey, we didn't buy Twitter. You want to know why? Because there's too many fake accounts on the thing. So now when the judge allows Elon Musk to include whistleblower claims, well, the whistleblower claims have to do with how many real users versus fake users are on Twitter. And now Elon Musk says, hey, I can't abide by buying this thing when there's so many fake users on the thing. And now some are saying they think Elon Musk is nuts. But it turns out now the whistleblowers are saying the same thing that Elon's saying. The same thing that I've been saying forever, which is, you know what, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all these services have tons of fake accounts. You can't count on any of them. And now listen up. Former Disney CEO Bob Iger revealed that Disney ultimately decided against making an attempt to purchase Twitter in part because of the number of Twitter users that are not real. Isn't that telling? That alone. If Elon Musk has good enough attorneys that can force that information to the docket, now you've got a previous company that checked out Twitter, a big company too, right? That checked out Twitter and said, nah, we're going to back away. It's bogus. Well, Elon Musk made his offer. Now he's discovering what former Disney exec is saying or former Disney CEO is saying. And now you got whistleblowers coming to the table. The bottom line is, did Twitter defraud all these groups pretending they had real users? And how much advertising did they charge? And how much money did they take from people? And what would happen is people would come to Sam Bushman over the last 25 years I've been in radio and be like, well, Sam, how many Twitter followers do you have? How many Facebook followers? How many listeners do you have? How many? And I said, listen, all their numbers are fake and bogus and dishonest. It isn't accurate. You can't count on it. And everybody said, oh, I know, Sam, you're right. But look, how many users do you have? We need to know. And I would say, listen, I'm telling you, it's fake. And they would kind of dismiss me as if I didn't know what I was talking about. And some would say, Sam, you don't understand the technical digital side of this thing. If you did, you would understand. We can keep track of the number of users and the number of, you know, accounts that we have. And don't you understand, Sam? No, 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 folks. I'm an IT guy for a living. Don't you know that? I understand the digital reality check. I understand it better than most people think I do. And I'm telling you right now, it was bogus. And now evidence bears out what I'm saying. This isn't just Twitter. This is Facebook, Instagram. This is the same with the radio and TV ratings companies, right? What do they call that? Nielsen ratings and what was before that. And they all had these radio diaries where you wrote on a piece of paper what you were listening to and all this other garbage. And then they said, well, those are outdated. We got to go to more accurate digital portable people meters and all this garbage. And you know what? Those numbers could be fake just like the vote tallies could be faked, folks. Don't you get what I've been trying to tell you for the last 25 years? This idea that they know what their numbers are is absolutely bogus. And now the judge allows Elon Musk to include whistleblower claims against Twitter in court. And former Disney CEO Bob Iger literally saying, hey, we ultimately decided against trying to buy Twitter because of their fake users. We didn't even know or have the ability to determine how many We didn't know how many of your, quote, users were real and how many were not real. We just can't know because Twitter won't reveal the information. Now, do I believe that they could get to the bottom of it if they wanted to? Do I believe digitally the numbers could be factually accounted for? Yes, I do. But that assumes there's honest people in the mix. And that assumes they do their very best to have honest algorithms. The problem is that you can fake too much. Go read 1984 if you don't believe me. Go study big tech, and you'll understand very quickly they can manipulate the numbers. There's a lot of suppositions. There's a lot of rules and guidelines and algorithms and templates, and I can go on and on, that determine certain things and make decisions based on certain things. Okay, what if I, Sam Bushman, have three Twitter accounts? Is that three users? What if I only use one account for my radio and one account for my personal? Are they two different people? See, that's a simple example of my point. How do you quantify that? Do you say, yes, we're going to call that two different people or two different accounts or two different real users? Or is it one user? Or are they going to say that I got a split personality? I joke, but I make the point, right? Anyway, it's insane. All right, Democrats are panicking now as well because Stacey Abrams is struggling in the Georgia's governor's race. She's in trouble to her Republican rival, Brian Kemp, alarming Democrats who have celebrated her as the great orchestrator of the Democrat comeback, so to speak. They call her the master strategist behind the state's, quote, Democratic shift. Well, she's about to get her head handed to her. Now, I don't really back Brian Kemp either. I think he's a criminal, too. I think they're all into election fraud. That's my opinion, to which I'm entitled. But it's fascinating that now Stacey Abrams is literally melting down. The last story before the end of the hour, the headline says this: a long shot attempt would bar Trump in 2024 as an insurrectionist. Luke Broadwatt is the one with the piece on this thing. And it says basically, hey, no matter what they try to do, they can't trap Trump. They're trying a gazillion ways to disqualify Trump, to ridicule, to mock, to deep. They've been attacking Trump forever. But the attorney general will not even pursue action on January 6th because there's nothing there. The Russian hoax was fake. Now they're trying to figure out this Mar-a-Lago thing. How can they pursue things against Trump? All right. They see Donald Trump as a great danger to the country. Okay. But folks, we're not going to get anywhere with this. I believe that Donald Trump will not go to jail. Now, I know a lot of my colleagues and good friends say that they think he will. I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think they'll get anywhere with Trump. The big Russian hoax. All right. They're reaching, grasping at straws, I guess is the best way to say it, folks. All I'm telling you is I understand, but I don't think they're going to get anywhere with attacking Trump. I really don't. But I don't believe Joe Biden, who's the real criminal, and or the criminal FBI and Justice Department of today. I don't think they're going anywhere either. Sad but true. Our prayers are for the Republic, I can tell you that much. Man, there you have it. 2 hours of radio, hard-hitting talk. We are live 6 days a week, so we will be live tomorrow, Saturday as well. Be ready for that. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable. Please donate to our cause. Help us with finances. We need every penny to grow our presence in the media. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, share the love, tell your neighbor, and we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.